You said that you think it was the latex condom?
I swallowed. Yes.
Such short exposure to it.
He hesitated.
If you didn't do anything but have it touch your skin like you said, then that would mean that your allergy to it would be rather intense. I would suggest getting with your PCP, primary care provider, and getting your own EpiPen for instances just like this.
He hesitated.
And not using condoms with latex in them ever again.
After a few more minutes of discussion, the doctor tapped his clipboard against the counter, then stood up.
I'm going to have the nurse come in and discharge you with a few instructions for the next couple of hours.
Then he was gone, leaving me with a silent Will. I turned to him warily and found him staring at his hands. What's wrong? I asked, feeling lost with him being so far away, even if he was so close physically. His eyes snapped up and he stared at me for a few long seconds before he said,
I almost lost you, and I didn't even know that I needed you.
My heart seized inside my chest at his words. Well, I hesitated. I didn't know what to say to make this better. Others? Of course. They always scared me. But me literally being scared of something that I'd done? Yeah, that didn't happen often. I have a few unexplained hive incidents over the course of my life that are now explained. I tried to lighten his mood. And at least now I know. Next time when we... I paused, hesitating on the word long enough that a soft chuckle left his lips. Yeah, we're gonna need some different condoms because I don't want that to happen again.
Imagine what would have happened if we'd actually done the whole thing with it on.
I shivered. His hand clamped down on my hip as he said,
I shudder to even think about it. It might have happened during the actual act.
At that, I burst out laughing, right around the time that said brother came strolling around the corner, along with the other four and my parents. Oh boy.
This is my mother and father. Hagrid introduced the two older people responsible for bringing up six children, four of which looked like they wanted to murder me. They'd heard why she'd had the allergic reaction, and needless to say, they weren't happy. And Shine was looking at me like an interesting worm that he saw baking on the concrete and considering whether he wanted to save it or not. Mom, Dad, Connell broke the stare between Shine and me. This is my friend, Will.
We hadn't discussed actual titles with each other, but the one that she'd introduced me as was sufficient enough. Even though I probably would have preferred boyfriend, even though I hadn't been a boy in a long time. Derringer, her father held out his hand. And this is my wife, Reedy. I took first Derringer's hand, and then his wife's. It was as I was studying Reedy that Derringer started to laugh. They were all 10 pounds at birth, and no, she had no trouble birthing them. My eyes flicked up to Derringer when I said, How do you know what I was thinking? Because everyone thinks it when they meet her, and then see the boys and I standing next to her. He continued, I don't know how they all got so big. I mean, obviously it was me, but I at least suspected they'd get some of her in them somehow. Her father was where all six of them got their dark looks and perpetually tanned skin from. That was for sure. He was well over 6 feet, just like the boys, had dark hair, dark eyes, and a black few days old beard that told me he didn't feel like shaving, but most of the time he did. He looked exactly like his children. His wife, on the other hand, if I hadn't heard they belonged to her, I wouldn't have ever pinned her as being related at all. Reedy snickered.
If it makes you feel better, he saw each and every one of them come out of my body.
I shook my head. I have kind of the same thing going on with my nieces, only they look like my sister. Curly brown hair and pasty white skin that'll never hold a tan for the rest of their life if they're anything like me.